our last speaker of the evening. Now, before I introduce her, I just want to ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever wanted to double your income? Yeah? Show of hands. Have you ever wanted to double your income? All right, good. We're getting somewhere. Do you wish you could do this within a year? Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, I'm in for that one. Wouldn't it be great to serve more clients and help people live healthier lives? Right? I can say we're probably all in for that one as well. So our last speaker tonight is Dr. Lise Janelle, and she is a former chiropractor who used to be part of the top 10% earners in Canada. She ran a successful wellness center for over 22 years, and for the last 10 years, she has been a personal and business success coach who has helped thousands of people let go of the blocks holding them back from achieving their full potential. Now, she is an avid adventurer as well, who has just conquered Kilimanjaro, amazing, and the Swiss Alps this summer. And a little known and crazy fact about her, I love this one, is that she was part of the first women ice canoeing team in the world. So this is definitely a story I need more information about. I love it. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Lise Janelle.
Right. Anyone who knows me knows that I use these all the time. Hello. Do you know that some experts believe that up to 95 to 98% of what we do is actually a reaction to the conditioning and the beliefs we have from the past? And that some of these beliefs might not actually jive with success. As you heard, I was a chiropractor, top 10% earnings in Canada. I loved being a chiropractor. It gave me an amazing lifestyle. And I had a wellness clinic. And in that wellness clinic, I helped some of the practitioners like you to start their business from the ground up and become very successful. And in 2004, I made the full transition to coaching because I realized while I was a chiropractor that people who live their passions are healthier and they don't get sick as often, and if they get sick, they recuperate a lot faster. So I know, because I work with people like you, that some of you right now are really afraid that you might never be able to be a full-time nutritionist. Some of you are afraid you're not good enough, that you won't be able to help people you don't know enough. Some of you I saw are afraid that you don't know enough about business, because it's a total different story, isn't it? To be having a safe paycheck every week and all of a sudden following your heart and your inspiration, jumping in and, well, I have to learn about business as well. Some of you feel you don't deserve success. And some of you have all of these things. The good news is that I was self-employed since I was 23 years old. And I saw that people who are successful have good self-worth, good self-confidence, and they also have the right beliefs. And write this down, and it goes directly with what you were saying before, is that you won't create the success in your business that you want. You won't create the success in your business that you want. You will create the success that you believe. You won't create the success that you want. You will create the success that you believe. And if you look at the people that are successful entrepreneurs, you will see that they usually have good self-esteem and they feel like experts. If you like experts in their fields, and there are two folds to that. If you're self-employed, you need to be an expert in business, and you also need to feel like an expert in nutrition in this case. So I commend you for being here tonight, because that's what you're doing. So I really admire Wendy. I've known Wendy, I think, for over 15 years. And I know how dedicated she is to bringing you the best of the best that she can bring you, so you can be successful, because she wants to make a difference in the world. You know, it's scary. One woman out of three will have cancer. One man out of two will have cancer. And you can be at the leading edge of helping people not, you know, get so sick as often. So if 95% to 98% of what we do is in reaction to our past, you have some conditioning inside of you that may be working against your goals. And that's why people are hiring me for. My clients, entrepreneurs just like you, hire me so that I can help them stay on track with their goals and dissolve the beliefs that stands in the way of them being successful. Because it doesn't take, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to get this. If you do the steps that you're supposed to be doing, you would get the results that you want. But why is it you don't do the steps? You don't have to be born under a lucky star to have a fairy godmother touching you for you to be successful. You just need to put in place the steps necessary to be successful, and you will be. And why is it we don't do it? Because of our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is in charge of keeping us alive. And if your subconscious mind, I use this all the time. If your subconscious mind, if this is pain, this is pleasure. If your subconscious mind has associated more pain than pleasure, more danger than safety to something you want consciously, it won't let you have it. And relatively speaking, your conscious mind is the size of a football, and your subconscious mind, the football field. Big difference. So if your conscious mind wants something, but your subconscious mind is not on the bandwagon, you won't go very far. What is a Pavlovian reflex? What's a conditioned reflex? Who wants to explain what's a Pavlovian conditioned reflex? Raise your hand if you know what it is. All right, who's going to tell us what's a Pavlovian?
Pavlov's dogs is an example where they... I can't remember if they were sort of triggered by the bell, which made them
salivate. Exactly. Yeah. So Pavlov was a Russian scientist, and he had a dog, and the dog would be hungry, he would bring him food, the dog would salivate, he rang a bell at the same time, and after a while he didn't need to bring food, he just had to ring the bell and the dog would salivate. So the same thing can happen to us as human beings. I want to put you to a little experiment. The more present you are with me, the better this is going to be. All right, so imagine I have a lemon. I have a lemon in my hand, a nice, juicy lemon, and I bring it to each one of you. And I take this lemon and I cut it in half. And it's squirting, you can smell it. I take that one half and I cut it in half again. Feel what it feels like. You can feel it in your nose, you feel it there. And now I'm asking you to take this quarter of a lemon, each one of you, take that quarter of a lemon and bite into it. How many of you are salivating? It's funny, I've done this so many times that each time I do it, I salivate. So you can associate a response with a stimulus not only physiologically, but also in your lack of actions or your excess reaction. So that's what I want to share with you tonight. I want to give you some insights as to what could be holding you back from your success, and then I'm going to offer you at the end some support system to help you get there. So there are three clues that you have a subconscious block holding you back, an inner conflict. The first one is, you know what needs to be done, and you're not doing it. The famous procrastination. I don't believe that procrastination is laziness. I believe that procrastination happens when you have associated more pain than pleasure, more danger than safety to something you would like to do. And this one can be costing you a lot of money. This one can be costing you thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. If you look at it, and if you have the dream of starting your business and you haven't started yet, if you could make $100,000 a year times 10, that's $1 million. So you have to start thinking long term, inspire yourself to do the work needed to get moving. Many people, I can tell you from working with thousands of people, many people have associated success with being left alone. People are going to be jealous of me. People won't want to support me. They're going to be ostracizing me because they feel less than. So a lot of people, if you, for you, your community, your friend is very important, you're going to hold yourself back from picking up the phone and calling that one client that you know if you just call that client, something really good could happen. Or you could take this course that could lead you somewhere. Or learn how to do social media so you can, you know, market your services. So that one you will see not only in you, but you will see also in your clients. The second clue that you have a subconscious belief holding you back is, you know what needs to be done, you're doing it, but it feels like drudgery. It feels so hard. And even though you're a nutritionist, I know that even you sometimes like junk food. And if I gave you the choice between a chocolate chip cookie and a piece of celery, some of you are really going to be tempted by the chocolate cookie, and you're going to go towards the celery stick, but it's going to feel like you're really pushing to go there. And if you as nutritionists really get that, guess what happens with your clients? You need to be aware that some of their association can be with pleasure and pain. The third clue that you have a subconscious belief holding you back from your full potential is you do what needs to be done, but you keep getting the opposite result. Mm-hmm. And that shows up in business. You're doing everything. Like if you're doing A, B, and C, and it should lead you to D, and you're not getting D, I guarantee you it's because subconsciously you don't want D. Either you're afraid again of success in your business. It can work with romantic relationship. I see this all the time. If you've equated, you say, you pray, you want a romantic relationship, but you never get it because it's been too dangerous in the past. You've been hurt. It can happen with your health. Some of your clients coming to see you have more pleasure in being sick than in being healthy. They get support. They get people paying attention to them. And if they become healthy, you will actually lose. They will actually lose their support system. So they won't want to do that. The same thing with weight, anything you want. So it works for you, but be also aware of that with your clients. And what I'd like to do right now is I would like to demonstrate how this works. Anybody would like to come to the front and be brave and check on your goals to see if you are congruent with your goals? Anybody wants to come in? Come. Wonderful. See, she's committed. All right. And so I'm going to do some muscle testing. Some of you may have seen this before, so you're going to resist me. Nice. And that's good. Then you push up again. Say your shirt is brown. So you're Jack.
My shirt is brown.
Okay, good. So your shirt is red.
My shirt is red.
All right, good. Say, Amrit, what's a goal you have?
I have many.
Say one that you want to go after, but you're not so sure. Maybe you are, but maybe you're not so sure.
I work privately, mm-hmm. and I would like to have my own clinic. I had one before, but I'd like another one.
All right. So, say I'm ready, willing, and able to have my own clinic.
I'm willing and able to have
my own. All right. I'm ready to have my own clinic.
I'm ready to have my own clinic.
I'm willing to have my own clinic.
I'm willing to have my own clinic.
I'm able to have my own
I'm
clinic.
I'm able to have my own clinic.
And I'm not surprised that it went down because when I said it to you, you didn't hear that word. And that's what I find often when I work with my client, the word they skip is the one that subconsciously there's more pain than pleasure. And I'm not going to do it in front of everybody, but if you want, after we're done, I can help you find what's caused this.
Okay.
But just know that consciously you want this, but subconsciously right now, for you, the whole subconscious mind is not working with you. It's working against you. Say, I'm ready, willing, and able to be on television.
I'm ready, willing, and able to be on television.
So can you see you're totally congruent with that? I'm ready, willing, and able to have my own clinic.
I'm ready and able and will.
I'm ready, willing, and able to have my own clinic. Thank you. Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect. Anybody else who would like to be tested on your goals? Are you really committed to your success? That's why she's successful. She's willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. Do you want to know? Like, don't be shy. Come.
Okay. I'll go.
All right. Good.
I put to sleep now.
That's all right. Okay, so what's a goal you have?
To become a behavioral nutritionist.
Oh, wonderful. That's a beautiful goal. All right, so you push up against my hand. Oh, good. And you push up again. That's it. And you push. Good. I'm ready, willing, and able to be a behavioral...
I'm ready, willing, and able to be a behavioral nutritionist.
Push up. All right. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm willing.
I'm willing.
I'm able.
I'm able.
Willing.
Willing.
Able.
Able.
Push up. Able.
Able.
Ready.
Ready.
But willing.
But willing.
So, because you came too, if you want at the end, I will show you where it comes from.
Okay.
All right? So, can you see that this can be a challenge? We're not even aware of it. The first time I did this, I put my arm out and I said, I want to be successful. And my arm went down. I know that's crazy. Like, who doesn't want to be successful? But what I usually do with my clients is you have to go find when's the first time in your life where you felt there was more danger than safety in something that you wanted. And in my case, we went back to when I was 5 years old. And the memory just popped in my conscious mind. I remember I was sitting there coloring my coloring book. I'm five. My other sister is 3 and a half. And I finished before her. And I go and I show it to my mother, and my mother says, well done, Lise, you color between the lines. It's beautiful. Well, my little sister, she couldn't color between the lines yet. So she ran away crying. And now I'm standing there, being like, whoa, this is bad. I make other people feel bad when I'm successful. And worse, I end up alone. I once gave a keynote in front of 350 coaches from all over North America in Chicago. And I demonstrated this, and I offered coaches to come and be tested on them wanting to be successful. And I had a lineup of 100 people. And I kid you not, out of the 100 person, only one coach, and coach is supposed to be about success, only one coach was congruent with success. All the other people had associated pain with being successful. And success is relative. You know, for somebody, being successful could be to make 10,000, another one could be 100, another one a million. Whatever success means for you. So we have those tapes that can be playing against us and will be, you know, preventing you from being as successful as you would like it to be. I wish I had hours to talk about this. I love talking about this. But I promise to you that I can have some support system for you. So if you look on your page, do I have a page? So take that page, print your name and your email address. If you are really committed and ready to take it to the next level and realize that you may have some blocks holding you back. And I have 8 spots for a complimentary exploration session on how to fast forward yourself to success. And in that session, we'll find the number one reason why you're not getting the results you want. Also, you can have an audio download of my Conversation with the Heart audio book. And I brought a book too. And I'm going to give it as a draw, but I couldn't bring all the books. So we can have a free download of the audio books if you want. And if you ever know of people who would love to have a speaker like me, please let us know. So I'm going to ask you to pick a number between 1 and 20. And the person with the closest number is going to win. So say a number.
9, 18, 10, 17,
15,
14,
14, 13, 14, 12,
18,
19, 16, 8 is the number. So the closest person is you.
Yes.
So to recapitulate, to be successful, you need 2 main ingredients. The first one is good self-esteem, which is your inner game, and feeling like an expert in your field, which is the outer game. And the outer game has 2 components. When you're self-employed entrepreneurs like you, one is you need to be a good nutritionist, feel that you really know your stuff, And then you need also to have good business sense. And if you don't know, you need to get some help there. The second part of the tonight was, what are the three clues that you have an inner conflict? Number one is what?
Procrastination.
Which shows that you know what needs to be done, but you're not doing it. That's right, procrastination. What's the second clue that you have an inner conflict?
Doing it, it feels like work.
Yes, exactly. If you're constantly fighting, that's draining. It's tiring. Like, if you put your clients on a diet and they constantly want the other food, that you're going to drain them. So you need to assess that. And number three, what's the number, the third clue that you have an inner conflict?
You're not getting results.
Exactly. You do everything that needs to be done, but you're getting the opposite result. So thank you. That's all I wanted to say right now. Anybody have any questions? All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I thought that was absolutely incredible. Thank you very much for sharing your time with us. Anyone else sitting there thinking, I wonder if I am congruent? I know for me personally, in my life, I just had my first little baby boy 4 months ago. And so for me, it's been this, you know, big struggle of figuring out, like, how do I be this amazing, awesome mom and then at the same time be this businesswoman? I've had three speaking things today. So today was a little bit crazy. Poor dad is at home trying to deal with it all. But, you know, it is a challenge, and it's really important to make sure that we understand where those blocks lie. So thank you so much for sharing your time with us tonight. Now, just before I let you go, a couple of quick things. The first one is, I would like it if we could give a huge thank you to Beth and Wendy. So Beth and Wendy, if you haven't met them yet, they're standing at the back of the room there, and they don't often toot their own horn, so I'm going to toot it for them. And they run the CANNP. I'm a huge fan of their organization and what they do. If you want more information, definitely stop by and chat with them on the way out. But they work tirelessly day in and day out to make sure that more people hear about our industry, people hear about what nutritionists can do for them, and also trying to make sure that we have resources to allow us to grow really incredible businesses and to help people, which is really at the end of the day what we want to do. We want to make this world a better place. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank you guys for all of the work that you do, and if we can just give them a real big round of applause for tonight's event. And just before you run out and celebrate our Blue Jays, if we could just have one more round of applause for our incredible speakers that we had tonight. A round of applause. And on your way out, definitely drive safe, but there's some books for sale back there. There's a few speakers still around if you want to have a quick chat with them, and definitely stop by and chat with Beth and Wendy. And if you haven't joined the CANP yet, you're on the fence, chat with them, come join our family. It's so much fun. Thank you so much. Drive safe, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you as well, Brianna. We can't do these kinds of things without you. You bring so much energy and light and beauty to it all. You make it just a great